you all have all of your downtime scenes. So if any of this speaks to you in terms of being a downtime action, remember that you each get to do offer vulnerability and intimacy for free. So basically your options end up being work on a long-term project, investigate, and help a friend recover. I believe only one of you has harm at the moment, which is Anya. Yes. No one else took harm. No one else took harm. Yeah. Yeah. And so Anya's sore. So that either has to fall to Tiffany or Argus. I know Argus is in kind of like a bad mood, which, you know, it's not directed. Well, maybe it's, I don't know. I'm not going to tell y'all what your characters think.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But for now, Anya, where are you when Mads finds you?
We ended last time with Anya and Mads. Is that?
The mission ended with Anya and Mads. And then a couple days have gone by and whatnot. You know, you've been less busy than the other two since people are undecided in terms of whether to go or to stay. And then Mads was asked to do a census, basically. So Mads is going around and at this point is coming up to you, like, but where is that?
I think Anya's been spending a lot of time more outside the city, as far away from people as they can manage to be. And I think, like, part of that is looking at the landscape a little bit further out, scouting for their own desire of not being around camp as much as for the sake of, like, understanding the impact the storm has had.
Are you with anyone, or, like, it's just you?
I think Anya probably doesn't want to talk to most people from camp. I think it's sort of a situation where having to try and support has taken its toll. And so right now she's sort of just existing in the world. Anya is climbing through whatever ruins of nearby, like, farms or more sort of, like, devastated forests, etc., have sort of been left behind, scarred from the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it's, I think, looking for what happened, seeing the impact of that time storm on the landscape. But stopping every now and again to find something that feels either displaced or left behind.
There isn't really, like, a forest around. Like, I don't know if how you're thinking about, like, a forest in terms of, like, the prairies.
Yeah, just trees and,
like, a willowy forest, maybe, like, upriver, but there aren't really encampments outside the city as much. It's mostly all in the city limits. There is a point where what was supposed to be the barrier, there are these rods that y'all passed way back when you first entered Finzon. And those are kind of, like, those are, like, at a kilometer or two out of the city around the perimeter, but, like, not much further than that. So, like, are you going even further than that? Like, how is this where Mads would find you? Like, are you conceivably findable?
I think so. I think it's, like, probably going to higher vantage points, whether that's, like, hills or... I see Harmony Lakes is nearby. that
not
pretty
really.
Far. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is no, like...
That's like 1,000 kilometers away.
Hey, 1,000 kilometers is nearby sometimes.
I suppose the nearest one is like 400.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be closer to go to the coast, which is also...
It's how far I walk Mugen every day.
200 kilometers.
Yeah. Smelling the churned earth. I think if there's any large scarred patches of prairie, that's probably where she's sort of like poking around, trying to, I guess, connect with the way that the landscape feels scarred.
Is there any type of scarring you're specifically thinking about?
Places where it feels like nature's been interrupted. Where you can sort of see the seam between scarred grasses and ones still growing wild and free.
Yeah, there are these grasses that have sort of like fused. You can see it's almost like some of them have growths where more grass is growing out of. Some of them just have these like holes in them. Some of them are like, at one point there's like a little piece of grass where like it looks like one strand but the middle is missing. To call back, it's almost like when Argus moved the coin or the grain of rice while time was frozen, where it kind of is there but it's not, and you see just this weird effect on nature that's been happening over the last week, essentially. And in terms of the scale at which it was happening compared to the city, it seems smaller, but I mean, you don't know what was supposed to happen to the city. It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Would you hear Mads come up behind you or come up to you?
I think Anya's caught up in their thoughts and, you know, surprisingly doesn't.
So then I think what you hear just as a non-starter is just, so I take it you want to go.
What do you mean? What are you doing here?
You want to leave Finzon? You're like out here, right? It's a yes or no question. There are a lot of other people I gotta ask. It was hard to find you.
Well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Mads.
Thank you. Finally, someone says it.
That I'm an inconvenience? Great. Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
Well, whatever you meant, you go do whatever it is you're doing. I want to be alone.
So I'll put you down for leaving Finzon.
Yeah, fine.
You don't seem fine. What's wrong?
I think Anya sort of just like balls up a fist and like steps forward and says, What do you mean what's wrong? Why do you care?
Why do I care? I think like steps towards you, like almost like giving your challenge with a challenge.
Yeah, why do you care all of a sudden?
All of a sudden? You think I haven't been thinking about this for weeks? Are you really in your own world so much that you don't think about the other people around you?
In my own world? In my own world? All I do is think about other people's worlds. You know what? You got your answer. Why don't you just leave? If I'm caught up in my own world, what does it matter if I'm going or staying? Huh? Why does it matter if I'm here? Yeah, that's what I thought. I think Anya sort of pushes Mads back and walks away a little bit, but stops and squats down and pokes at the grass again.
They don't really leave. You push them and they say, Like how far off did you wander? Is it like within a few feet, or is it you're walking away? Then they're not yelling. They're just saying, I'm like, I needed time to think. Am I not allowed to think?
You're allowed to think, but about what? You didn't even tell me what was going on with you. And I gave you patience. I gave you time. I didn't push you. I didn't chase you. And more than anything, I didn't blame you. Like, you're blaming me. I don't know what happened.
Blaming you for what? What am I blaming you for? I'm trying to figure out where you want to be so I can go there, you idiot.
How can you act like nothing happened?
If I think about what happened, I don't want to think about what happened.
Well, that's great, but I don't even know what it was. You act like I hurt you, and you won't even tell me.
You did.
How?
I don't understand. I don't know. Okay? I don't get it. It's confusing, but every time... Why would you care?
Why would I care? Because you pushed me away without saying why or what. You withdrew. You went from being my Mads to just a stranger.
What do you mean your Mads?
Yeah, you're right. What do I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't think I can keep doing this.
Doing what?
Being here, being a part of our people, being a part of our community, of us. I don't think I can keep doing this.
Then what are you going to do?
I don't know. I keep coming out here looking for something to tell me where to go or what to do, and all I find is wither and rot and distortion, and when I'm back, I just see that too. I see all these different sharp, discordant notes screaming. And I can't even hear my own melody anymore. I used to think that people made sense, that you made sense. And now it feels like nothing, not even I do.
Well, you're right about that last one. I've been trying to figure out what the hell you've been up to for days now, and I don't know how to say it. I don't know how you have been helping everyone. You can do some things I can't do. It's kind of neat. It's like impressive, but like, I don't know.
What are you talking about, Mads?
I know you waited for me.
I still am.
How can I help you right now? I'm not good at that. What do you need?
I just need to feel like something is okay. Anything is okay. Whether it's the community or it's Arcus hiding things or Tiffany running off with whatever profound...
Yuvie seems fine.
Yeah. Well,
whatever you've been doing, I guess you've been a good sibling. You know they won't shut up about you?
Well, they're a kid. What do you expect?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. But you do. So there you go.
I know you're trying to cheer me up. I know you're trying to show you care, but I need to understand what happened, and I can't keep being something you fear.
Do you remember when we were playing on the cliffs? I don't know what this, I didn't remember this. It was a long time ago. I almost died, and you saved me. It was when we first started playing together when we were young.
Yeah. Of course I remember.
What if you hadn't saved me?
What do you mean if I hadn't saved? Of course.
What if you pushed me?
Push? What are you talking about? Pushed you? I would never.
I wouldn't be here.
Mads, that's why I caught you. That's why I...
But that feels like what happened. But I'm still here, so it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand what you're saying. I didn't push you. I caught you. I
know. Pulled you up. I know. Look, I know because I'm not... I know. But I don't remember. And every time I think about it, can you tell me what happened? What happened after I tripped?
Mads, you toppled, you fell over the side, and I didn't even think. I ran and I grabbed you and
let go.
I would never let go. You slammed against the wall, but I made sure you didn't drop. I pulled you up. I stayed with you and even carried you to get help. Smiled as you fell? Mads. Anya grabs Mads by the face with both palms on their cheeks and pulls them in. I would never. I could never. Do you think that's who I am? Is that the me you know?
No. Why do I feel that way then?
I don't know.
What happened to me in that goddamn forest? And their fists are balled up. You can, like, feel how stiff their whole body is.
Who we are, what we are, got distorted. But it was an illusion. It wasn't the truth. And the things we feared most, they manifested. They became what we thought were real, but they weren't real. That's... I'm sorry for whatever you saw, but that wasn't real. That wasn't me. And I think Anya sort of lets go and takes a step back. I didn't hurt you, and I'm sorry, but I don't know how you can treat me like I wanted to.
You can... Well, you can't see their faces. They're, like, lowering it, like, so much so that, like, all you see is the top of their head. But you do see, like, drops fall into, like, the dust, the dirt, the sand. And you just hear, like, through clenched teeth, "I don't want to think that." I want to try. I'll put you down as going.
I hope you keep trying.
I want to go too. I'll tell UV you're okay. They were worried about you. And they start to turn and sort of like march off solemnly.
Anya watches them go.
Fist never relaxes, just like the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I think once they disappear from view, Anya just sort of like sits down and looks off into the sky.
How do you feel about having that be an investigation role?
Sure. I mean...
You were out there investigating.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
We can see how the other side of you being out there went.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're doing when Mads isn't there? You're, like, analyzing, you're looking at things... Or maybe you're perceiving.
Yeah, I'd say it's perceiving.
Yeah, just looking at, like, what is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not an analyzed character. We're a perceived character. position.
It's a fortune roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... Fair enough. Yep.
Yeah.
You still get two. So you are back up to a tier one investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Anya, what is the one question for the investigation role you want to ask?
Where the party at?
It would be off of your gather information.
Oh, okay. Where's the party at? Where is the party at?
Where is the party at?
Just kidding. No, sorry. I'm stupid. How are the distortions and... No, you know what? What here is incomplete? Huh?
Oh. So you're looking at the fields around Finzon. I think what is incomplete... is the effects, if that makes sense. Like, they are ongoing, almost. Almost like an aftershock. Like, it's not happening, but it's, like, this residual outcome. Like, there is a ripple forward, almost like what happened was a drop in a bucket, and now the ripple is happening. You can tell that... there is a larger impact to what has happened than just what is happening here, and just what you can see and feel in this moment. And you can't ask any follow-up questions, so I'm sorry, I can't give you any more than that.
That's okay, I was just going to make a joke about it anyways, where I was like...
Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, what was it?
You ruined it. It's over.
I ruined it?
Okay. Yeah, there's no following up. It's over.
Okay, great. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm great at that.
No, it's good.
Rory, I'm back melting for your patience.
Can I change my question, actually? Can I change it to be, Lou, what did you get
to
eat?
No, you asked it already.
Okay, Lou, you can't answer that. I can't know what your snack is.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You don't want me to know what Lou's snack is. I get it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of crunch, so it's hard to guess this one.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that is one of the downtime actions.
Mm-hmm.
Who next?
Well, I have an extra one, so I can go next since I functionally have four downtime actions. Since we all have
the
free,
do you like little ones that we could maybe do?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was going to do Help a Friend Recover with Anya, but after that long scene with Anya, perhaps I'll give Rally a break. And I will also do Investigation.
Okay.
And this will be, you know, when Tiffany can find some time, which is probably very hard for her to do. Although, actually, I wonder if maybe... Okay, do you think she would be able to find more people to kind of bring on and help investigate in light of everything that's going on?
Ida, for sure. Ida was very interested in those orbs you grabbed. Definitely Gish. There are probably like other people who like would, you know, help, not so much in the analyzing the data, but like, I don't know, someone like, if you need something to eat, someone like will bring you something.
And presumably we could have
Frin
people doing
help
like,
out a bit.
Yeah, we could probably get like, if there's anyone who's positively inclined towards this, could do simple data entry or like just like anything that we need to prepare things for whatever we're investigating. Just, you know, there's all sorts of menial tasks that go into the work as well.
Yeah, Lloyd's like very, Lloyd being like the captain and whatnot, actually quite good at like paperwork.
Yeah, so...
Or like the equivalent of paperwork, but like understands going through the, like, understands doing things in like a proper order.
Yeah, so in that case, the investigation is probably her kind of heading up this impromptu team to follow through on the kind of recent breakthroughs and keep going with the investigation.
Almost seems like an express.
Sure, I can do that. I have two in express, same as an analyze. So, you know, I'm content with either of those.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think, like what is coordinating? What is the management scale?
I mean, one could say it's sort of analyzing, like taking point with analysis, but also express as getting everyone on the same page and making everyone like getting everyone to cooperate on something that may not be their first priority. I'm good with either, whichever you tell me.
Yeah, I think the way you framed it, express seems right.
Cool. That's a four.
Okay.
So,
three more. All right. We're already up to almost tier two.
That is good because the storm is at tier two, so we definitely want to be at least tier two by the time we start the next mission.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. So, what is your question? So you're getting people to like help out and whatnot. What is like the primary question that's coming to mind?
So there's always the easy, obvious, what is most dangerous here, which I might go with. But I'm also kind of drawn to where can I find beauty here? So it is between those two. The issue with the latter of those two questions is I don't know how helpful the answer is, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where can I find beauty here? With the hopes that that gets me something useful and also interesting.
Well, as far as PBTA and Forage in the Dark, useful and interesting, I believe is a 6 or a full success, if I'm remembering right. Mixed success is interesting, but it is up to the player to make it useful. But I, you know, I'm going to say what, as far as like actually what information you get. Where can you find beauty here? Is there like a specific thing? Are you just like looking at the storm broadly?
Looking at the storm and looking at what has been going on with the storm and figuring out. I mean, like, to some degree, I suppose what I'm angling for is Tiffany is someone who finds a certain amount of beauty in the machinations of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am hoping for insight on what is going on by following what she finds appealing or compelling.
Yeah, given that this is like a an express more than an analyze, I feel like this is, at one point, you are talking to Ida about things, and I think you, like, over the course of days, little pieces of information, you start to hear more details about, like, Ida, like, being back in Mainon and talking to her brother, and getting this idea of, like, this was someone, like, this is information, you know, is like, it had been 7 years since she talked to her brother. And, like, as you're hearing this story where, like, Ida was really, like, really, like, was there. It wasn't like Ida forgot anything. Ida really felt like that was, like, what if she could talk to her brother now? Like, it really felt like, as much pain as there was a possibility that was otherwise physically and temporally impossible that the storm was able to facilitate. And there's almost this idea of connections can be made that could not be made beyond the storm.
Interesting. Follow up.
Yeah.
How could one go about safely exploring that?
Well, you do have some schematics for a device about, you know, looking and going around in time, potentially, you know, you could see if there's any modifications maybe you could do.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, if you're in charge, you could make sure everything's safe.
I mean, that just sounds like arrogance talking.
Fair enough.
I want actual safety, not conceit.
I mean, you've made a device that, as far as you understand, as far as like Gish and Ida understand, as the other experts in the field, is the most like useful into like collecting actual data about the storm versus like almost like a guess and check. Like I think what you realize is Gish doesn't really know all the things that you were knowing. Like, it's part of that. We know that we can do this. We don't know why.
Right.
Versus you have gotten to the heart of it. And I think with that, like, there is almost this, like, well, maybe, like, someone else couldn't. Maybe you could make a new device, right? based off the schematics. Like, not that device, but maybe it could give you a direction.
Okay. Sure. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds like a long-term project.
Potentially, yeah.
We may start work on that.
And one thing we haven't done yet is pick encroaching storms. So, like, one, that's something to think about as we're going through downtime actions. Do you want there to be more to this, or does this feel good? It's sort of just like having, like, Tiffany starts to have like a little team doing data analysis.
Yeah, that works for me. We can do that more in sort of a montage, as it were.
Montage, yeah. I think it is Ida's first time stepping into the lab again since, like, being rescued. And it almost feels like nice, like, when, you know, when, like, weird shit happens and you do a thing you're used to, and it actually kind of, like, is nice to get back to the mundanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's feeling a bit of that.
That makes sense. And
like, I think there's just like a shot of her project just like in a corner and hasn't been touched.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. And so we've got a handful of people working in the lab. Tiffany drops by whenever she can, but I feel like she's very busy these days. So she's probably doing less of her beloved science than she would like.
Yeah, Ida tells you about it at night.
She's a little bit envious, but recognizes the necessity of what she's doing.
Yeah.
Tiffany's best life is just being in a lab with Ida and half a dozen other enthusiastic meteorologists studying things and then doing some field work. Like, that's her perfect existence, and that is not what she's doing.
Yeah, I imagine you had that a couple times in school. They were probably Ida's other friends.
Yep. And she has spent goodness knows how long yearning for that existence, and she's just getting further away from it.
Yeah. All right, that is 2 out of the 10 downtime actions we have.
Okay.
I gave each of you like a free one, so that's 3 extra. And then Tiffany has 3 by default, so that's 4, 3, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay.
So, yeah. Next, let's get it going.
Speaking of the things you put in their chat, would both of these be investigation? I'm just trying to figure out what are categorized as in downtime, if anything.
First one, I think would need to be maneuvered a bit to be any of them. The second one I could see maybe being the like offer vulnerability or intimacy if like it wasn't just the two of you. And that
I
was
see.
Just like the setting.
I was wondering if we could somehow finagle that. I mean, why don't we save the second one for when we're all here? Because I imagine we could make it more of a
that makes sense.
A group thing. So we could do the first one and... okay, so if it was investigation, then it could help with, you know, our track.
Yeah, maybe much like Anya and Mads, like maybe you're doing something else in the context of like this happening.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you think like you cross paths? I am being purposefully vague just for a second.
Let me look at the spreadsheet real quick again. So, because the thing we are investigating, our investigation track has to do with
basically how well you roll. So like you get starting dice for your like is it loadout in this game? It's not called loadout, is it?
Okay, I'm just reading the spreadsheet. Tier 2, storm chasing, following a dangerous lead, disaster preparedness. So do those things in Tier 2 kind of represent what our investigation is about?
Yes. Okay. Investigation tier also dictates, like, the protagonists get plus 1D on engagement rolls equal to the tier of the investigation progress.
Plus one.
And also, okay, you get a minus 1D for each time the mission exceeds your investigation progress. So right now you get a minus 1D because you are not at tier 2, but the storm is at tier 2.
Oh.
Which is why I was saying we want to get to at least tier 2.
Gotcha. I get it now. So we're in tier 1 technically because we haven't filled out tier 2. So calm the encroaching storm,
yeah,
be a shield is kind of our mission, so to speak, right now? Or the thing we are investigating? Or does that not matter? Like, that's more mission stuff. I should focus on, like, just the investigation of storm.
Yeah, I think focus more on the, for now, like, I do think, I mean, like, we're going to be looking at the second tier of missions called storm chasing and disaster preparedness.
Yes, and this is downtime, so it doesn't really have to be obligation focused. Like, because when I first saw disaster preparedness, maybe just to give you an idea of what I'm thinking about, I'm like, well, I think, you know, it makes sense for Argus to be doing some kind of preparation in general around the place. But if it's downtime, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. But trying to integrate, like, an actual an opportunity for investigation is where I am trying.
Yeah.
Not too sure about it.
I might have a pitch. Maybe this is of interest to you. Maybe you're talking to Gish or Frin about, like, you know, like, the ship was able to deter things. So is there other Aphonian things that help? And then in that context, you know,
yeah,
there could be sort of an intersection of NPCs.
Or does the ship, or, you know, the individuals who run the ship, do they need anything? Like, is there something that a team of people might be needed to help bring stuff to them? Or do they...
Like, does the ship need supplies is what you're asking?
Yeah, or something to run it, or
yeah, it's probably been using, like, a lot of energy. But also at the same time, you seem to find that, like, the specific energy that it's drawing on seems almost renewable in a sense, as in it's not that low on energy. But that doesn't mean, like, you can't, like, go and talk to them about it.
Yeah.
There are also lots of people in the city that just need things.
Gosh, sorry, I'm kind of stumped here.
Yeah, I mean, you could also be, I don't know, training with Reinhold.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't think we've actually seen you and Reinhold, like, training.
Yeah.
And there is that little tension that's, yes, that you have between you. Though that was before the mission, and I don't know if you've caught up with him.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. We haven't had much of that. So it could be some kind of training thing with Reinhold. It could have any number of individuals. Maybe even Gish comes by to observe.
Like, are you training in public versus, I guess, like, you don't really have a private training quarters anymore.
Yeah, like, maybe that's it. It's like, there's just not a lot of space down here.
Yeah, yeah. Are you training in the underground or, like, above in the city? Mm-hmm. Like, trying to find more like a building versus the underground is a lot more open layout. So it would make sense if it's underground, yeah, that people would probably just see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it is just like you are on one of the, like, platforms that's connected by, like, one of the larger platforms that's connected by stairs. Enough that, like, you're kind of out of the way. You and Reinhold can really go at it. What does it look like? What is training with Reinhold look like at your level?
I'm imagining, like, I'm sure there's some like training dummies and stuff for hitting, but at that point it's maybe just some type of sparring, like starting off with, I don't know, doing some kind of repetitive. This is really, I know so much about weaponry and practicing it. And there's no one else here that could speak better to training with a weapon regularly, which is just too bad. Just too bad we don't have that resource right now.
Okay, are you asking me, like, what does a drill look like?
Yeah, like, are you a drill? Thank you. Honestly, I was just looking for that word. Like, he's maybe doing drills at the beginning, you know, going through certain motions and moves and things like that, and then proceeding into a one-on-one right. sparring thing or something.
Like a one-on-one, right. Like, yeah. Let's make sure you remembered how to use these, like, 10 different weapons that, yeah. like, you know, he wants you to be competent in all of them.
Yes.
Because you never know. And then just like having a hand-to-hand combat, maybe. Like, just like the idea is Reinhold's like, you won't always have your weapons at your disposal. Sometimes you have to get your hands dirty. And is going to like spar with you or like push you to spar with him.
Yeah. And I would imagine there's other people either interested in learning or who have also been training under Reinhold. Small selection of people maybe that are also observing or also being included, yeah, maybe Yuvi's at a lower there. Level. Oh, no. I mean, great. yeah, I'm sure she's... sorry, what are Yuvi's pronouns again?
They.
They. I'm sure they're very... overly enthusiastic, which I think.
Oh yeah, they're like cheering on your name.
Yeah, and Argus is just like, God, I don't want that.
Argus. Yeah, and there are probably a couple other students actually. Yeah, that Reinhold's taken on. I think like a couple that you like are new that you didn't know about. Almost like Reinhold has been taking on students. Just like, I don't know, if you're in a disagreement or whatnot and spending less time with him.
Yes, I could see that. And there's a bunch of new people and things like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 4 or 5 students, not like 20. Yeah,
nothing wild like that, no.
Yeah.
These gifts, okay.
But I think it is like, let's demonstrate to people like how to do it properly almost.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple rolls. Use whatever you would like to roll. And I'm going to roll 2d6 for Reinhold.
Okay. I think it's
got to
be.
This is just like a fortune roll. I'm assuming it is Defy.
Yeah, can you roll off my character sheet? Because I can't, like, open my character sheet right now for some reason.
I can, yes. Okay.
Thank you. Just to keep things moving, and I'll try to figure out this webpage
standard
issues.
So you got a 5.
I can't see anything.
Reinhold also got a 5.
No.
And, like, I was actually doing 1 through 5 is different. This is just, like, narrative, like, how are things going? So I think you are both very evenly matched. Do you usually win or lose when you are both going all out?
Ooh,
because like I imagine you don't transcend during training, which means you are holding back. You're not going all out, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I would imagine just like Argus probably could become a bit reckless in training because he's less well trained than I'm sure Reinhold is, who seems to have a very storied military history and is probably a little more strategic. So I would imagine, yeah, Reinhold would win, no question.
So you are holding your own a bit more than usual. And like I don't even know if Reinhold's talking to you. Reinhold's like as you are sparring, like talking to others, but does compliment you at one point, being like, "You seem to be putting in the work, Argus. Something has motivated you." And like saying this as you're sparring, like isn't stopping, yeah. Just like having a conversation as like hand to hand, block, hit, kick, block, move, mm-hmm. dodge, weave, hit, like ducking, moving back. He is like on the edge of this like platform, like heels over the corner, and doesn't look concerned at all. I don't know if you go to swing at him with that, but like he almost like taunts you with this and like moves like weaves out of the way, not concerned at all. At one point, it's like you realize he has one of his hands behind his back, which is maybe annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do another roll? Do you want to transcend?
I don't want to transcend.
Okay, let's do one more roll.
Yeah, can you roll for me again? I had to reset. I'm still resetting stuff.
I can do one more roll for you just to see how this goes. That's a 5 again for you. And that's a 2 for him. All right. So you hands down, like, get him pinned, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I got a zinger. Like, I think my zinger would be as I get him down. I'd be like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Heaving breaths, trying to catch it. And Argus just goes, "Well, the rules of the game have changed. And you better keep up."
He smiles and says, "That's what I like to hear. Very good, Argus. I see you've been taking our training to heart." And is like, you know, like as you have, I imagine you like you stopped your fist a centimeter away from like his face or his throat, like a vital organ. And like, you know, he know, like fight's over. Mm. But he is just standing there looking, you know, drops guard, bows to you. And is he that kind of honorable fighter?
I could see him being like that.
Maybe it's more like pats you on the shoulder. I think that's it.
Oh, sure. And maybe he can. Do you think he'll continue with the lesson? Like even if Argus walks away or steps back, like I want to give an opportunity maybe for Argus to talk to, I don't know, whoever's in the crowd, or talk to Gish, or.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I think you look up and one of the people in the crowd is Quill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a couple more people who, since you've been training, have started watching. It's not just the students now. And Quill is among them. Looking impressed. I think the others are like doing like a little clap, like a little golf clap, you know, like good job. UV like runs up to you and is like, you did it. And Quill like is turning to leave. Do you try and get their attention at all?
I think I'll follow him.
Yeah, I think like at that moment, like, Reinhold just like says like dismissed, like UV, you're up. And like, you know, they start doing their own thing. UV's demonstrating what they've learned. It's, you know, you probably learned that a while ago, but I mean, they're getting better. You probably haven't seen them train in a while again, because this is like the more public version. Yeah, they are just going off there, going deeper into the underground. I think just like there's no specific task that you can discern that they're doing, but they are going to a more quiet space. Mm-hmm. Less crowded. And you follow them?
Yeah, until it's more secluded, and then I'll approach them.
You, I think they are like going to some sort of like facility where people have been keeping supplies. There's a couple crates, probably some food storage. They've like taken some sort of clipboard or checklist off a wall and started like looking over boxes, you know, counting mm-hmm. things.
Argus will walk up behind them and, or, you know, at a distance, not like mm-hmm. maybe a little too close, but not like right up behind
like
them.
3 feet versus.
Yeah, like 3 feet. And then he says, we need to talk.
Clipboard drops to the ground. Okay. Turns around.
Argus, he's quiet for a bit, just like staring at him. At them. And he, maybe he starts, he goes, have you had some time to think?
Yes.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
He nods for a second. Is that it? Have you really not thought? Is there nothing else?
Like what?
I'm still not content with your reasoning as to why you did what you did.
Oh, okay.
And I don't see evidence that you're not going to do something like that again in some false sense of pride or self-absorption. I just don't see it, Quill.
You see their eyes kind of like go a little wide, a little scared, and they start backing up away from you. I won't do it again. I won't do it again.
Why won't you do it again?
I'm fine. I'm fine with Tiffany. Tiffany's fine.
What about yourself, Quill? Are you fine with how you feel?
What?
Do you still feel like you need to prove yourself? Do you still feel like you need to drag along people into something they have no business doing?
I didn't think. What do you? No?
It's one thing to go on some harebrained mission, on some personal quest to make yourself feel more in control or to regain something of your identity that you felt was taken from you, but to bring other people down with you into those depths of the caverns.
What was taken from me?
Well, wasn't the whole reason you did this because Tiffany besmirched you?
Oh, well, yeah, it was just taken. It was like yeah.
Right. Well, I'm getting the feeling you didn't think a lot about the specifics before you decided to do what you did. Is that right? Or have you had time to think about that too?
I wasn't gonna hurt anyone. Not really.
I wasn't either when I came to talk to you.
What?
Never mind. Just... And at this point, Argus walks closer to Quill. And if he keeps
Quill
backing up...
Quill is pressed back up against, like, the crates, like, like, arm reaching for something. There's nothing there. Yeah. Terrified of you.
I think he'll say one last thing and then just walk away. I think the most damning thing I learned is that there are people here that would follow you without knowing very much about what you were intending to do. When you have people that will do anything for you and not ask questions, really consider the responsibility you have for their trust. It's one thing to go off and do something stupid on your own. But now, there are others here who I question their morals. Because a choice you made, and because they trusted you. You can't just be sorry. You have to earn back a lot of trust here. And until that happens, I'll be right behind you. I'll be watching. And then he walks away.
Not a peep from them as you walk away. You do hear like an exhale, like they've been holding their breath.
Okay, should I run into anybody else on the way back, or should we leave it there?
Is there anyone you want to run into?
I don't know. When you brought up Gish, I was like, oh, it'd be fun if Gish was nearby or something, or it followed me, but. I don't know if that would help with our investigation. Trying to bring it back to an actual role for that, but...
I see.
This did accomplish a story beat. It just didn't really accomplish the investigation.
Yeah,
kind
that's
of
fine.
Category.
I mean, you could also talk to Gish as a separate thing.
That's not a bad idea. Why don't we move on and then I'll see about that.
Okay. Yeah. Tiffany, is there anything you want to do? Do you go to the supplies room that Argus was just in?
I mean, I could do.
That would be very funny if you just like happen to miss each other. Like you're coming out of one corridor, Argus is just leaving.
And just bump into Quill that way, just back to back, give the guy no break.
Yeah, basically just like find them just pressed up against like boxes, or like I think like bending over to like pick up something they've dropped. It's like a clipboard of some sort, and then making eye contact with you. Maybe you're here to like take inventory, and you like I don't know didn't get the memo that someone else was doing it, or like you thought you told someone to do it but then you couldn't remember because there were like 10 other requests after that.
Or I could even just literally need to grab something that's in it.
That's true. Or you're just there to grab something.
I enjoy that. Just waltz on in.
Oh. Hi. I was just doing inventory.
Oh, good. Yeah. People need to do that.
Can I help you?
I'm just grabbing somehow? A couple things. I know where they are.
I can do it. What do you need?
It's fine. Thanks. But the probably taking inventory is more important. I know where things are. And Tiffy just looking at Quill, like, what is going on here?
Quill, not really, like, Quill looking awkward, like, you can see, like, gears are spinning, they are trying to think of something, they are not saying anything.
So,
What?
No, go ahead.
How is Ida?
She's recovering. How did you think that was a good idea? Like, let's leave aside what happened, because you could not have known about that, obviously.
Well, I should have known. I dragged others into it and caused people to lose trust in them.
I mean, that's true. I'm more talking about the light show. That no one could have predicted that. But you kidnapped someone. How did you think that was going to go? Did you think there wouldn't be consequences? I mean, you're lucky you haven't been exiled. I thought about pushing for that.
Their eyes go wide.
Tiffany looks around and realizes that she is alone in this space with Quill, who is much bigger and stronger than her, and is going, oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I probably shouldn't be saying all this.
What do I need to do?
I said I thought about it. Not that I did. Huh. Okay.
What?
I'm just hold on. You want to make things better, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
I mean, right now you're doing inventory. You're presumably helping someone ask you to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can do what I can do this later. What do you need?
No, I wasn't asking you to stop. I'm saying that's already a good step, right?
Oh. Okay.
I mean, we all need to pull together right now. We don't have much and we don't have anywhere to be. So now more than ever, we all need to work together. And so if you're already helping, then that's good and that's the sort of reason for why you maybe should stay if you're able to do stuff to help. Okay. What do you want to do, Quill? And don't tell me what you think I want to hear. Just tell me what you want.
I want to leave the city.
Okay.
I don't like it here.
That's fair. It's not great. Some people are wanting to leave right now. I'm currently trying to convince them not to leave just yet because we really don't have a lot in terms of resources. And I worry that it would be very costly for us to head out now. I think people would probably die. But obviously, I don't want us to stay here forever either. But we may be here for a while as we try and find our footing, get materials. I mean, there's a lot of people. So, if you can help figure out exactly what we're going to need, and perhaps more importantly, help with procurement, find ways in this city to, well, basically help other people here so that way they will be more inclined to help us out. And they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're very transactional here. So if you do them a good turn, they're more likely to want to reciprocate in that kind of tit-for-tat fashion. So being helpful in the city will help us leave sooner.
So if I do what people want, we can leave.
Well, I mean, yes, but also don't just do whatever anyone wants, because there are always going to be people who will try and take advantage of that. So, unfortunately, we kind of have to adapt to our environment a little bit. And so, don't extract promises from people. We want them to like us, and so we need to be likable. But, you know, don't let people just get you to do things endlessly. And if you're not sure, you can always check with someone else. Sorry, am I making sense?
You just see, like, they're, like, nodding, like, really slow, like, really trying to, like, think things through. I think so.
Okay. You're big, yeah. You're strong, there was a lot of damage. That means that there's an opportunity here.
Right. Yeah.
And so, if we're going to get what we need to get back on our feet, then we need to be useful here. And you're the kind of person that can be very useful.
Thank you.
Okay. I might have things to do in the city, and
need anything?
Well, no. I was more saying when I do, I might need to go and talk to people. And when that happens, I can't always be asking people like Argus to accompany me. So if
yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
Okay. Thank you. You have another chance.
Again, like like before, you weren't here for it, but like they exhale, like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll do whatever it takes.
I know you will.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Well, don't thank me yet, but...
Okay.
Okay.
What did you need from here?
She'll just hold up a short list. Just what's on here. I'll get out of your hair. And she'll just go about grabbing it.
I can bring that to your room.
Yeah, she'll hand it over. At this point, it seems abundantly clear that Argus wants to do something to help. So she'll let this be a thing they can do.
You mean Quill, right? Not Argus.
Sorry, I said Argus. I meant Quill.
Argus probably also wanting to do that in a different capacity, but I don't know.
You know, I said Argus and I meant Quill. Quill wants to do something, and so
yes. Yeah.
Tiffany will hand it over and let this be a thing that they can do.
And like later on, you find exactly what the inventory that you asked for is like in your room. It's arranged in like a way where it seems like, oh yeah, no, this makes sense. Like, I don't know what that means for you, but you almost think, oh, like the spatial awareness of this is like, there's something of note here.
Mm. It was laid out carefully and well.
Yeah.
Gotcha.